The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Just go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell Store, and there you go. And we're featuring today a hoodie, and it's very simple. God never canceled anyone. So if you want to rock that hoodie, just go on to politicalbombshell.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and get one. Now here, okay, I like to, I don't mention this often, but we are running based on donations, which haven't been plentiful. I've been running this political platform for quite some time now in the red. So if you're so inclined, go on to politicalbombshell.com and click on support us and help our cause out. Today, Sunday, we're going to talk about something that was ridiculous and shouldn't have been done, and now California are going to have to pay the price in the form of $1.4 million. Because why you say that? Well, California, when it came to the pandemic, they did not allow people to worship. So, and not only that, but this is what they're being sued for here. They're also forcing the churches to pay for abortion coverages. And that is just insane. Because if you are a church of Jesus Christ, you know that you cannot go against the teachings of the Bible and be for abortions. So California is required to pay out $1.4 million for forcing churches to pay for abortion coverage. I don't even understand how that was even legal. But nonetheless, let's see. We live in a lawless world. Resolving lawsuits brought by four churches, two federal courts in California have ruled that the First Amendment protects the church's right to decline elective abortion coverage in their health care or health insurance plans. Given the court's rulings in these multi-year lawsuits, state officials have agreed to pay $1.4 million towards the church's attorney's fees. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys represent Skyline Wesleyan Church, located in the San Diego area, in one federal lawsuit, and Foothill Church in Glendora, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Chino, the Shepherd of the Hills Church in Portal Ranch in another. Both lawsuits challenge California's abortion coverage mandate. In both cases, the courts ruled that the U.S. Constitution protects the church's freedom to operate according to their religious beliefs, which include their belief in the sanctity of unborn lives. The government can't force a church. The government can't force a church or any other religious employer to violate their faith and consensus and conscience by participating in the funding of abortion, said the ADP senior counsel Jeremiah. For years, California officials, in collaboration with Planned Parenthood, don't get me started on Planned Parenthood. You know how many black babies have been murdered there? Too many to name. In fact, This was the reason Planned Parenthood was formed to begin with. Just read about what's her, I can't even think of the evil woman's name. But she essentially wanted to rid the world of what she called us blacks to be, I don't remember the exact word, but inferior, for lack of a better word. Have unconstitutionally targeted faith-based organizations. This, Margaret Thatcher, whatever her name is, this is significant victory. This is a significant victory for the churches we represent, the conscious rights of their members, and other religious organizations that shouldn't be ordered by the government to violate some of their deepest faith convictions. As revealed in emails that the ADF attorneys discovered, the California Department of Managed Health Care issued its mandate in response to its specific demands from Planned Parenthood. You hear that? This evil organization murdering more black babies than you could even count. Those demands asked agency officials to implement a fix requiring the health plans of religious organizations to include coverage for abortion, regardless of moral or conscious objections, and despite state recognition up to that point that religious groups shouldn't be subject to such requirements. The abortion giant threatened to promote its own legislative solution if the administrative agency didn't act. So they bend the knee, basically. DMHC issued its mandate in 2014. A year later, ADF attorneys filed the first case, Foothill Church versus Rollard. After submitting formal complaints with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services against DMHC regarding California's mandate and its violations of federal conscious law. In August 2022, the federal court ruled in favor of the three plaintiffs' churches, concluding that the California abortion coverage mandate was unconstitutional. ADF attorneys filed the second case, and so on and so forth. And yeah, it's insane that they want to force someone to pay. It's just like, I did a story, and I want to say it's Connecticut. I want to say it was a Swell story, where Connecticut, they also wanted to force taxpayers, and I think it's the same thing about abortions. I think they want to force them to pay for abortions. This is insane, because as a Christian, we don't want to pay for these type of procedures, and to be forced to pay for it, it's just not right. It's not right, and it shouldn't be done. It really shouldn't be done. It's a shame that these things are happening in this day and age. It really is a shame. But nonetheless, I'm glad that they filed and they sued the state of California and won. And I hopefully this opens the door to other states who are being forced, like Connecticut. I know that happened there, and I'm almost positive it was about abortions. They wanted to force taxpayers to pay for that. Because I know if I was still living there, I would be fighting that. I'm not going to pay for that. I don't want to pay for someone to murder their baby. I know some people say, you're being inflammatory, you're calling a baby, it's an embryo. It's a life, and it is going to be a baby, and you shouldn't kill a baby, an embryo, whatever you want to call it, to make yourself feel better, you're still killing an unborn life. Let's put it that way. You're killing an unborn life. And many doctors, it's all about the ka-ching ka-ching. They don't care. No, they don't care about the women's rights. So they're lining their pockets with riches. That's what many of these doctors are doing. The same with the transgender on transitions on children. They don't care that the child doesn't need that to happen. Again, so many children are detransitioning, and they were bamboozled into leading this unhealthy satanic life. So that's all I got for this show. Today's show again was brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Click on politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and get you this hoodie. God never cancel anyone. Till next Sunday, be safe, be free.
Come on, people.